I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1941. New Yorkers woke up to find a foot of snow blanketing their city. Nearly a million New Yorkers also discovered their usual routine was going to be disrupted. At 5 a.m., the Transport Workers Union had walked off the job, calling a strike against the Fifth Avenue Coach and New York City Omnibus Companies. The bus drivers' demands included a pay increase and an 8-hour workday. Many of the company's 3,500 employees were forced to work 60 hours or more a week. Michael Quill, the TWU president, led the strike. Quill was an Irish immigrant known for his energetic union leadership. The bus companies tried to turn public opinion against the strikers. They took out ads in the New York newspapers reading, "If you had to walk to work today, blame the transit workers' union." Other ads attempted to stir up anger by calling the union a communist-dominated, Moscow-directed outfit. Despite these tactics, thousands of other union workers across the city joined the bus drivers on the picket lines. Perhaps the most iconic moment of the strike came on St. Patrick's Day. The union had been denied a permit to join the city's annual parade. Undeterred, hundreds of union members donned TWU armbands and jaunty bus driver caps and marched anyway. The strike lasted for 12 days. Mayor LaGuardia sided with the company and urged the union to settle the strike. The union agreed to bring their negotiations to the New York State Mediation Board, where they won some ground on their demands, including a 9-hour workday. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.